New York Times edits headline multiple times after Democrats block aid to U.S. workers. By Hannah Blow on March 23, 2020. The New York Times repeatedly edited the headline of its coverage of Senate Democrats blocking the economic relief package crafted to address the hardships created by the novel coronavirus. A move President Trump noticed, prompting him to blast the paper for making changes in order to satisfy the radical left. The New York Times changed headlines three times in order to satisfy the radical left. What should have been a good story got worse and worse. Until the headline alone made it very unfair, Trump said. Fake and corrupt news that is very dangerous for our country. Indeed, the Times repeatedly modified the headline of its piece on Senate Democrats blocking the GOP's economic relief package. Evolution of a neat's headline as they edit over and over to protect the Democrats after they blocked the bill. Gary Kobe, digital director for Trump's campaign, observed, providing screenshots of the various changes. Democrats block action on $1.8 trillion stimulus. The first headline read, followed by Democrats block action on stimulus plan. Seeking worker protections, and partisan divide threatens deal on rescue bill. It appears the Times headline now reads, emergency economic rescue plan in limbo as Democrats block action. The legislation failed to pass in the Senate, 47 in favor and 47 against. As Breitbart News reported, an angry Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, slammed Democrats for voting against the bill and blamed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for nixing bipartisan negotiations over a coronavirus package. I want everybody to fully understand if we aren't able to act tomorrow, it will be because of our colleagues on the other side continuing to dicker when the country expects us to come together and address the problem, the Senate leader said on Sunday. McConnell added that there was bipartisan consensus among regular members of the Senate. Not in the leadership office, not in the Speaker's office, for goodness sakes. She's the Speaker of the House, not the Speaker of the Senate, he added. We were doing just fine until that intervention. Both House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, are reportedly pushing to broaden the relief package to include unprecedented collective bargaining powers for unions, as well as increased fuel emissions standards for airlines and the expansion of wind and solar tax credits, according to Fox News contributor and Town Hall political editor Guy Benson. Majority Whip James Clyburn, DSC, demonstrated the mentality of his caucus last week, reportedly pitching the response package as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. So when the original package, which was agreed upon, was brought up just to allow 30 more hours to debate, Democrats voted against, Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, said during an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday. Now we've got an American economy which is just tanking because we don't have certainty as to the government's response. And Pelosi and Schumer have decided that they are going to obstruct after they help negotiate the deal, he continued. I cannot believe that Pelosi and Schumer are attempting to do this, he added. Frankly, I am shocked that Democratic senators are going along with it. I'm not a partisan guy, at this point. I'm so sorry they are.